You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host. I have Tom Terbrock.
This has been a great show, man.
It has been.
It really has.
Appreciate you helping co-host with me today.
Toby was good.
Yeah, Toby was very good. Was fantastic. If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684, or visit our website at DougHaldeman.com.
I'm always glad to be here, my pal.
Hey, I definitely appreciate you. And,
it's awesome.
And Tom, you've had a lot of things in your life financially that have knocked you down, and I have too. I mean, after going through...
We spoke about that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken about it before in the air, and I always want to be very transparent so people understand that, you know, when it comes to being on top financially, I've had my ups and downs. I started with nothing, grew up in a trailer, and everything I built it and I lost it.
Correct.
Okay? I overspent. I bought a house that was too big, and it basically made it to where I chased. I had, I just accumulated a bunch of debt, eventually ended up having to short sell my house, and it knocked me back down. I was able to avoid bankruptcy, but I ended up having 38 creditors I had to negotiate with. It was just a...
God bless you, man.
Well, it was truly a mess. And like, sure. And you've been through similar things.
Close. And yes, Doug, but you know what? Slowly we're climbing up, and I'm very proud of us because we don't have a long way to go. But you're going to speak here about preparing for the climb to the top. Explain that.
Right. So it is really, really difficult when you do get knocked back like that. You get kicked in the teeth, and you know, it's tough to get back up because it does something to your psyche. Sure. It does something to your confidence.
Yes, it does.
It sometimes just makes it feel like it's really, really tough to recover. And I just want to let people know that...
Depressed.
Well, absolutely. It can depress you. It's so easy to attach your financial situation to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the first things I would recommend is to detach who you are from your financial situation because it's not who you are. And know that,
correct.
I think this is probably general advice for anybody that is down, is to know that it's not going to last forever. But you have to take the appropriate action to be able to start to recover. So there was a woman named Allison Levine who made an amazing trek to the top of Mount Everest that most of us can't even imagine attempting.
Mm-mm.
So she recently spoke about the experience, and she described the extensive preparations that she had to make for the climb. And I really saw a big connection between that and what has to happen financially. So the human body, she explained, cannot tolerate the extremely high altitudes and the unusual atmospheric conditions of Mount Everest without first undergoing months of preparation. So climbers can't just grab mountain climbing gear and begin the ascent. So much is needed for the body to achieve
down.
The readiness. Right,
absolutely.
So at the beginning, it takes weeks of climbing just to the first level of mountain and then retreating back to base camp. Okay, then climbers proceed to the next level and climb back down again to the next base camp. So this process continues until the body becomes acclimated and fully prepared for climbing all the way to the summit of the world's tallest mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, these mountain climbing principles have direct application to your financial life. Just as Mount Everest represents an adventure and a lofty pursuit, for whoever wants to engage in mountain climbing, your financial world has Everest that we envision conquering. So it might be a new income level. It might be an investment or a certain amount in savings, or even a business opportunity. So whatever it is, achieving that requires planning, it requires training, preparation, sufficient provisions.
Great point.
Right, it requires all those things. So just as Ms. Levine's preparation for climbing Mount Everest, sometimes we may financially feel like we're in retreat. Okay, sometimes we go backwards.
Goodness,
even
yes.
After we've been at the bottom, yeah. We start to recover, and then we get knocked back again. But we have to realize that we're just returning to base camp. Okay, that's just part of the process. It's not, we think that some pattern forms in our head that
mm-hmm.
I'm just not good with money.
Right.
Or I'm just not good at paying my bills on time. But don't think of it that way. Think it's just part of the journey. It's just retreating back to base camp.
Regroup.
Right. So, through perseverance, this going backwards can prove to be the preparation necessary for the successful journey to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of times today, people insist on instant success.
Oh, instant. We want stuff.
They want
right
immediate
now.
Gratification for all their desires. Okay, the TV, internet, immediacy of the internet, instant communication capacities of social media, it causes us to forget that success requires considerable expenditures of time, energy, resources,
patience.
Absolutely, it just doesn't always happen overnight. Okay, unless you want some get rich quick scheme, it's not. So too often, we expect to be rewarded within weeks instead of years. So we have to slow down a little bit. And, you know, as we consider the history of business and enterprise, many great achievements came only after many years of effort, many years of trial and error and failure. So we really, really have to be patient in these situations. So many people we talk to have been knocked down. In the mortgage industry, I talk to them all the time, people that are knocked down. They have a short sale. They have the foreclosure all the time. And we're here to tell you that you may be down, but you don't have to be out. Okay? You've just retreated to base camp to prepare for the next climb. Think of this as financial pruning. Okay, Tom, what happens when you prune a tree?
It grows stronger.
Right. It comes back much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So many people find themselves overextended. Okay, they bought too big of a home when the market was good. And now you're in over your head. Okay, I've been there personally.
Same here.
And I'll just encourage you, you have to find, for one, is if you're in the position right now where you know you're in over your head, you have to make some tough decisions and take a major retreat back to base camp.
Okay? And do it soon, because we were like in a grip and we couldn't even move. But do it quickly.
What's interesting, because the bankruptcy laws are there for a reason. And one of the things I've realized as I talk to people is it's there to give people a fresh start. Because I know when I was overwhelmed with debt, I couldn't really be a positive member of society because it just enveloped everything about me. I was just chasing on a daily basis. That
consumes you.
I had to make so much money just to try to keep my head above water. And at a point when I was able to start over, it let me start to move forward and become a positive member of society, start thinking creatively again. So if you're in that position, my advice, like when I ask people who filed bankruptcy, is there anything they'd do differently? No one ever says I shouldn't have done it. What they say is I should have done it a lot sooner.
There you go. Okay?
And I'm not encouraging everyone to go file bankruptcy because there may be ways out of it. And then if you've gone through this a few years ago and now you're trying to recover, okay, I want to be part of that recovery process with you. I'm committed to helping you get back on your feet. I want to help you recover. I'll help you with your credit. I'll help you with all the tips that you need to get back on your feet. So if you'd like to reach out to me, you can visit our website and send me a message. You can visit DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com, or you can text or call me at 314-472-DOUG. And that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So I want to thank you, Tom, and I want to thank everybody for joining us today. But becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
Bye-bye.